Yeah, we know we didn't play as well as we wanted to on Sunday. A lot of corrections on the film. We're just trying to learn from those mistakes and have a good week of practice and get ready for Houston.
What kind of stood out as what, as an offense, you guys need to do better? What was maybe like the biggest learning experience after watching the film?
We can do everything better, not just one thing. I think us as a group as a whole, just being on the same page, I think that'll just help us be more productive.
Kind of the feeling of the team right now after doing something you guys rarely do, drop a couple in a row?
We're just trying to continue to get better. We're trying to take it one week at a time. We know we have a great team to play against in the Houston Texans. Be a great challenge for us. So, I mean, like I said, we're just going to try to have a great week of practice because it's going to be a tough game.
As you said, the goal for film, is it, what's the emotions? Is it anger or is it kind of, you know, hey, let's just move on and see what we got to do?
Oh, we all know we can play better. So, I mean, you just have to really take the criticism. You know, take it with a grain of salt, get better, and we all know that we can be better.
James, can you take us through that? I think it was like a 25-yard gain up the left sideline. How'd that play unfold?
Tom just scrambled a little bit and just pointed for me to go up the field, and I just tried to help my team make a play for him.
Tom did talk this morning about the team, just the offense in particular, kind of getting into a better rhythm. How important are the practices then leading up to this next game and kind of finding that offensive rhythm?
Well, it's very important. Just starting fast and continue to execute throughout all four quarters. So I think we had a decent start the last game, but just had to continue to get better throughout the whole game and can keep pushing on throughout the whole game.
So. When there have been so many different moving parts, not that you ever want to use injuries as an excuse, but how much more difficult does it make it then to have that chemistry?
Well, no, people just have to step up, and we just have to practice hard, and like I said, so everybody can be on the same page. Injuries are going to happen, so we all have to just go out there and be accountable and do our roles and just do our jobs.
James, do you sense any change, you know, over the last 8 days in mindset or just being on alert within this room right now?
No, I think we've always been on alert, and we're going to continue to work hard. Like I said, we just take it one week at a time, just try to continue to be a better football team.
And you go through something like you went through yesterday. How badly do you want to get right back on the field?
Yeah, you want to get back out there. Like I said, we have a great challenge in front of us, and like I said, we're taking it one week at a time, and we want to go out there and have a good game on Sunday.
James, obviously, you had a big game out there. Are you starting to feel a little bit more comfortable in your role?
I mean, I know what my role is on this team. I'm not going to go out there and try and do too much. I'm going to do whatever I can, whether it's blocking, catching, running, just do whatever it takes to help the team.
Were there any plays you felt that you left out there?
Yeah, there's always. I felt like I could have scored on the swing screen that we had. I felt like I could have scored on that. I mean, you always feel like you can do a little bit better. So, I mean, you always try to go out there and correct those mistakes.
With the first and goal play, the kind of hurry-up one, you've seen that work before, specifically with yourself. I think it was Buffalo, maybe, a couple weeks ago, and this time, you know, what did you see on that play after looking at it?
We just didn't execute as a whole as an offense, and that's all that just happened on that play.
I mean, just from your end, did it just blow up right away?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a guy in the backfield. We just weren't on the same page. So.
Thank you. Thanks, James.